Dave Mercer.
And I'm Matt Pangrack.
Welcome to The Cull, a weekly sport fishing debate show. And we're back after a couple of weeks of, well, being away fishing. But this week's question is, Ben Milliken's recent Bassmaster Open win is the most significant Open win ever. Keep our cull, Panger.
At the risk of overreacting because of how recent this win is, I'm keeping this right off the get-go because of what Milliken brings to the table. And I've covered this since 2008, and I can't remember a guy who jumped into the AAA or professional scene and said, this is what I'm going to do. This is how I'm going to do it. And then he goes out and he does it, and his legions of fans follow him.
The whole way through this, I just keep trying to think of other ones. You know, there's big, you know, we went back and forth before we started recording. There's obviously, you know, Iaconelli's win to get into the Classic to keep the streak alive
at like 20 something.
That's cool. But this does seem like it's a lot bigger. Just simply because it's, I mean, nobody, like, to do what he's done, number one, is amazing to me. I have so much respect for somebody who takes a risk when they don't need to take it. I mean, Ben Milliken was one of the most successful dudes in the industry before he ever fished a Bassmaster Open. When it comes to financially, when it comes to viewership, when it comes to being on the cutting edge of things, he was all right there. Wanting to be a tournament pro and wanting to prove himself at the Opens was just something that was within him. And for him to do it and for people to throw as many darts as has been thrown, even after the fifth at the first place, he gets fifth place and everyone's like, well, but we'll see. Even during pre-fish. I mean, dude caught a 10 and change during pre-fish, went out and posted it and said, I need a bunch of these tomorrow. If you read through the comments there, there's a bunch of people are like, oh yeah, well, you're posting pre-fish pictures, good luck backing up in the tournament and everything. Well, guess what? Not only did he back it up, but he won the tournament by, well, a 10-pounder, basically.
Yeah.
So I got to agree, man. It has to be. I mean, unless we're missing something, I can't think of anything that comes as close to this.
Here's a point, Dave. I do remember we did a call segment on will a Elite Series level tournament ever be won on a glide bait? And that is exclusively. And that is a 4-day tournament. And I believe I said, no, there's no way that I think that will ever happen. And Ben didn't win it exclusively on a glide bait. He also threw in, I believe, a little bit of a Carolina rig or swing head, mm-hmm. some smaller baits. He had a line through a soft swim bait. But if you look at what he's done the last two Opens where you're trying to fish for points to qualify, he has gone out with a top five on Eufaula and a dominating win on Toledo Bend. And we're talking about 175 EQs plus the best locals on this lake, the Todd Castledines, the Casey Scanlins, the Bobby Lanes, the Ish Monroes. And he has taken the big baits and he's sacked up and he's gone out and he's caught mega bags on baits that a lot of people believe are not, quote, tournament baits. And he has not only shown that you can do that, but think about the tens of thousands of YouTube followers that he has that are being introduced to the tournament scene through his video series. Now, we've seen Oliver Nye do it before with Big Bass Dreams. We've seen Rob Turkola do it in the MPFL and through some of the Opens. Now, they had limited success. I think that was just because we talk about how big the mentality is and the tournament aspect of it. Dude, Ben has brought these people in. They're following the Opens. They're on the Bassmaster page. They're learning about the Bassmaster Classic, the Elite Series, what he's fishing for, the Bassmaster Opens. They're bringing more eyeballs to guys like me who are fishing the Opens and are helping. I think that is where the significance is. Not only that he's doing it so new, but how he's doing it and what he's bringing to the table. And he's got it doing it with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder. It's unbelievable. It really is. And like I said, I don't want to overreact on how new it is, but name me and a more significant Bassmaster Open win than what Ben Milliken just did overall for the sport, for individually and for how he did it. You can't name one.
Let me ask you this, Panger. Does it change depending on what happens with the rest of his season?
No, I think he's gained legitimacy regardless of if he's zero. I had a professional angler on the top level tour say this to me: if Ben Milliken zeros the next seven opens, he still has gained the respect because of what he's done in the first two. He could actually finish in the hundreds over the next three and still be in qualifying position going into the last three events. That's how dominant he's been in the first two.
And I'd be willing to bet that that ain't going to happen. No. He's going to get, I mean, he's going to, it's like everybody, nobody's impervious to tough tournaments. He's going to have some tough ones, but man, he has definitely proved that he's got what it takes to be here. And you better look out because he's the freaking next big thing, Ben Milliken, if you ask me. I mean, he's the Brock Lesnar of our freaking sport. He came from the plains of, where was he from?
Idaho? Nebraska.
Nebraska, that's right.
The plains of Nebraska.
The plains of Nebraska to the top of the sport. I say I'm all in. The most impressive
keeping
win.
It. Keeping definitely it. A keep. We're in full agreement. Kumbaya on this one, Dave.
Wow, it's great. Look at us getting along. Ben Milliken made it happen. Thank you, Ben. You're fixing the industry.